Chaf Amen Beis by the Torah Bonim. Hareza Gitech van Yorshali Enemagareshis. So if the husband gives the woman the get, but he holds on to the Niyor, so he hasn't given her the get. It has to be a Sefer Krisus. Over here, he only gave her the letters and not the Sefer, not the parchment. That's not called a Sefer. Okay. Amanat Tarziri li yes in New York. Harizim Agureshus. So he's giving it to her, and we hold it Matan Amanat Lahach. It's called a Matana. That's one shot. In the moral later on brings a different shot that he's giving it amanas. There's a rule by it, when you make a tanai in the same element that the maisa is in, like tanai has to be tanai kafel. Tanai has to be said, if you don't take tanai kafel according to Meir, it's not a tanai. So the maisa is kaim and the tanai is botzel. We look at it that there's a kinyan, a maisa haknoa, whatever it is, there's a maisa. And then there's a chiddush haTorah that tanoim can come along and add to it. In fact, if the tanoim are not said properly, so then it's not pshat, well, I only agreed to it of X, and now X doesn't work, so then I don't agree to it. No, we don't look like that. We said, you did a maisa of haknoa, you did a maisa of kinyan, you did a maisa of get, and there's a new chiddush called tanoim which can come and affect it. Only if you do it in a certain way. If you don't do it in a certain way, the Tanai is bottle. So one of the pratim in Tanai is, Rechon Meir, Tanai Kafel, please, sweet. So one of them is, one of them is that you cannot make a Tanai Maisa with Avarechot. If you put the Tanai in the same thing, the thing that the Maisa is the Haknoah, and the Tanai is not the Haknoah. So the Tanai is both all the Maisa Kayim. So Mela, there's no Tanai. It's according to Amshat. Okay. So Tosis says that's only if you hold. There's a Shad when you say Almanas. Is Almanas Kameyach Shadami? So if it's Kameyach Shadami, I'm saying the get is called now, then in the future you return it to me. You say Almanas, you'll Almanas Gachshav. I'm saying the get is chal now. You have to return to me in the future. That's not a Maisa Dabarechav. But if you hold that Almanas is not Kameyachshav, I'm saying when is the get chal? When you give it back, the get's chal. That's ridiculous. When you give it back, there's no get. So in that situation, the Tanai becomes bottle. Okay.
So Mayachshav is a good Tanai.
So Mayachshav would be a good Tanai because there's no steer between the Tanai and the Maisa. Because first it'll be chal, then you'll give it back. But if you learn it's not coming akshav, it's only chal when the tanai is fulfilled. Then it's not get it anymore. So then the tanai is bought. Okay, we pass the almanas is coming akshav domi. So not like this brisa. So therefore, it would be chal, and you have to give it back because we matana almanas akshav is a valid matana. Boy, Rav Papa, bein shita l'shita, bein teva l'teva mai. He said, the paper is yours. The paper where the letters are written is yours, but the lines in between and the spaces between the words, that's still mine. Morris says, so take it. So that it means where the problem was, you have Osius Parchas, the case before, the letters are nothing because he kept the space under the word, under the letter. He's giving a little space under the word, under the letters. He's just keeping the space in between the words for himself. Okay. What do you mean teku? It's like each word is a separate sefer. It has to be one sefer. where it says L'tzricha de Ma'ura. The fellow wrote in a handwriting that connected so there was a connection between the lines and a connection between the words. Even though there's gaps, and the gaps belong to the husband, but there is a connection between everything. So that everything comes to being one unit.
What kind of connection?
In between the lines, line one, line two, line three, in between the lines, the husband's keeping. That's Rav Papa's case. But the first letter that he wrote over here, he extended it down, he extended it up, so the letters... the bottom, you had your lamed, you had your nun sofis. You know,
they're not touching.
They're not touching, but that space clearly doesn't belong to the husband, because that's not being sheet l'shita anymore. That's where the letters are right next to each other. So by doing that, it wouldn't be a problem. Tosis over here says that he learns that they actually have to touch. So it's not the letters aren't mukav kavil. So you see him with tefillin and other places, you can hear tefillin. That mukav kavil is not a chasaron in tzursa ois, because the law still has written kesidron. So if a person wrote the letter and didn't write it properly, he can't go back and fix it once it's written the next letter. Fine. Let's say the letter wasn't Mukav Kavil, so it was touching the letter, but the Tzuras Ois was there. It clearly looked like whatever it was supposed to look like, but it's touching. So you're allowed to go back and scratch it away. So two chidushim. It's not considered making the letter through Chakika.
Right.
Because you have a letter already. It's not a problem with Kassidrin, because you have a letter already. It means the Tzuras Ois is a valid Tzuras Ois. So Mukavil is not a chasar and tursa ois, it's a loch and Mukavil. So Tessa brings over here from the Rivom. The Rivom says that the more saying you don't need Mukavil by get. That's a loch in Stam, but not a loch in Gittin. And the Reese says back, no, the case would be that you have the regal of the chav and the so they're over, so they're not touching, but they're in such a way that it's not because it's considered a line that the Baal would own that. But then the Tosis says that the Pashas, the Rivom, is right. There's no dinamuk of Kavil, but get. Fine. Zok Rashi. When you're I'm keeping all of the paper. Any megareshes? Keeping the New York shaloi, nothing look low. The names of oisius parches ba'aver. The letters are up there in the air because he has not given her a place to put them down. There's a megareshes with taxir. The matanamanas lahaxir shom matanas. Rashi simply says we're going matanamanas lahaxir works. The husband's keeping the paper between the lines. Mahu. The Mu'ura. Mu'ura b'mixus. Shoyba oisius aruchim hamegiyim mishita l'shita b'rashi kol teva v'teva. So he wrote in such a way that the letters would extend, that each word above and below would connect. So the Sefer, the Sefer is all one's connection, right? Let's see the Tosis. L'shicha de Mura. We can't did medatik rebitzik by Mordechai. Stein Sark beget she take kol ois mukavas gvil marber ruchasah k'damar hachad demora. Saying over here that they're touching, so you don't need mukavas gvil. Riomer dein mikan raya. No, it's no proof from here. The hod the kamar the muura hainu regel chaf shalshita yana b'tes shalshita shatachtea. So your test is open, and the end of the nun or the chaf comes inside of it. A rosh lamid behei or beches shalamala himenu. So it can't prove it from the Gemara. Like it's someone like we're assuming that you need makuf. You don't have to prove otherwise. That's the other way around. You don't need a riot to be makshir. The davka be sefer Torah tefillin mezuzas. Bina and shiyuhu oisias makuf as gevil. Can repair akaymitz mishum the ksibahu uksav tom ksivatama. So the dinner makuf is because the dinner uksav tom. I will get like a kapeda. Does the tefillin sefer with the yola bina and beget the sefer the kosa beget. The serious dvarim huda asa. The main point of get the word sefer is not is serious dvarim. You don't need. You can't write a sefer Torah on an evin, on a shore, but you can write a get on a shore, right? You can, so there's no din sefer. You can't write a sefer Torah with kumus kum kankatum and those things we said in the Mishnah. Get you could. So there's no din makom kvil either. So I don't need a riot to prove that it's kosher. It's other round. Tell me why it's possible. Tell them our boy Rami Berchama Hayim Muzakim be'Ebed Shushaloi. We had there was an assumption in the city. Everybody knew that this was his Ebed. We get kosova yodoi berehi yotzi mitachas yodoi. Now we see that the woman has the Eved, and he has a get written on the Eved. So, possibility that the husband wrote the get on the Eved and gave the wife the Eved as for the get. So that would work. But is that what happened or not? We assume that the husband was makna the Eved to the woman. And therefore, we can assume she's divorced. But Dilma, whom in Avshe Ayo, the Eved, he's goes on his own locomotion, and he's walked into the woman's house. We don't know that the husband gave the Eved to the woman. So she brings Eddie Masira. Fine. The question: we have no Eddie Masira. She's claiming that's what the husband did. Is the fact that the Eved's in her possession, is that valid halachic proof that he gave her the get?
The Eved is allowed to just walk away. That's not considered oreach if he loses his dominion to her dominion.
He went for a walk. He's allowed to. The Eved's not bound every single second to be in the master's house. He can walk. See, he went for a walk and ended up in the woman's house. She said, "Oh, you see, I'm divorced. I don't know. Maybe the guy went for a walk." So, furthermore, Kasha, I'm a rabba, but table the ksav shechol is dayafu. Okay. The luck is that when a get is written on parchment, or it's written on something which it's possible to erase and change without being noticeable, it's a problem. So even if you have Adam on the bottom, you don't know what the Adam signed on. Maybe what they signed on and what was written there is not exactly what you see in front of you now. So maybe there's a Tanai written there which they've erased and extended some letters that you shouldn't notice it. That's missing. Verse says, one second. Rabbi Kasha Masdisen. Why are you asking on Rabbi Rechama? The Mishnah says you can write a get on the hand of an Eved. El Yachel Eved, the Mishnah says it works. Verse says, no. Bisha Masdisen, the Rabbi, the Kasha, Beni Masira, Rabbi Elozahi. We'll learn that the Mishnah is going, according to Rabbah, that there are 80 Masira seeing the Masira. So they saw what's documented there. And he holds that's not a problem. The problem of Yochel's dive is only a problem if you hold 80 Chasim Akarti. So the whole get is being accomplished through the 80 Chasimah, which are being made and what it says, but they're not being made what it says because we don't know what it said, because maybe they tampered with the document and it's not noticeable. If you hold Eidei Mesira card, the Eidei Mesira sees what it says. That's all you need. You don't need there's no problem with Yochli's Dayev. Raya, we'll deal with the Raya later on. I mean, Tzad, the Hilchus. The problem is not a halach in Raya. The problem is it a valid get period? Is it a star Kenyan? So the husband's being mocked the woman to herself through a get, and he says over here, here's a get. How do you know it's a get? Because they didn't seem to tell you it's a get. No, they don't. They don't tell you. They didn't seem to don't tell you what was written there, because you can change it. But if you hold Eidei Mesira card, Eidei Mesira see what it says. There's so Eidei Mesira are telling you what it's a get. So according to Rabbi Lazar, it's fine. Ella Ramachoma Kasha. Ramachoma says. Ramachoma says. There was we don't have any Masira. That's all. The whole case was there was no any Masira telling us that there was a Gerish, because there was. What's the Shaila? Where someone got there's no any Masira. We know the get was by the husband yesterday. Excuse me. The Eved was by the husband yesterday. We see the Eved by the woman today. With a get written on his hand. So we want. Well, did he, she claims she was divorced. Well, where's Eidei Mesira? They left. So we have Eidei Mesira. Right, so there's Eidei Mesira. It's Yochli's Dayif. We don't know what was written there. So where it says, Lokasha B'Ksevis Kaka. We're talking about B'Ksevis Kaka. So the Mora says, okay. So the Mora's case was. So the Mora says that Kadur Bakoma, the case was Ksavas Kaka. So Tosis says that. So it's not Yochli's Daif. But there's an issue of the rice of making Ksavas Kaka. Right? So. So you have to do. There's a ksiva of elements, and there's the inyan of kakeya, which is forcing into the skin, and using some type of indelible ink. Because non perigimol demakas. Which means shame about a zora. First also the Gemara. So we'll learn over here. It didn't meet the criteria that we're talking about over there. Now, sir, the one on ika hacha, the efer makla also litin algavim makasa nation near service kaka. So we had over there. That's a person has a wound and he puts this efer makla, this like ash. So as the skin is open, that's going to remain with a roshim in the skin. So which is not necessarily the rice because it wasn't done through the process of being the kakeya. It's also rabbanon because it looks like sevas kaka. So this is not better than that. So this is the rabbanon, but that wouldn't. Even it's also little, you can't. The husband's not allowed to use isuri noah for a get. If he did it, it's kosher. So we see that the fact that there's an instance of the rice involved in the process does not invalidate the get. So we can say the same over here. Even if it would be an instance of the rice of this service kaka, the get would still be valid. He's not excited for doing it, but. Okay. So that's such a remember Chomash Shaila. So where it says my Havi Allah. So what's the answer? So again, so the question over here is the possession of the Eved. Let's change the scenario for a second. We see the get in the hand of the husband on Monday. We see it in the hands of the woman on Tuesday. And she's claiming the husband gave her the get. And the Baal's saying, no, she stole it. she's believed. The fact that there's possession, we assume when the person has possession, we assume the person has possession legally. So the only way she has legal possession is the husband gave it to her. So we know there was an asina. From the circumstantial evidence tells me there was an asina, and that's a valid halachic assumption that there was an asina, and therefore she's her claim that she's divorced is true. The shaila is, do you apply that concept to an eved where there's an added element over here of the eved can wander? Right? So does the possession of the eved work for her advantage in the got me the get? So more says Toshma. Reish Lakish, a gaidris ain't lehem chazaka. So that forget about the issue of get, right? So we have an animal which was known in town to be Reuven's animal, and we see it in Shimon's possession. Shimon says, "I bought it. Reuven sold it to me. I bought it." So if that would be something which is it doesn't have its own locomotion. It doesn't move on its own. That's a valid argument. Reuven, we know it's Reuven's item. And now Shimon has it. Shimon claims he bought it. Reuven said, "No, you stole it." Shimon's believed because we have a chazaka. If you have it, we have to assume you have it legally. So Shimon, who has it, has possession. Right. So we assume that he has the possession in a legal fashion. But gaidras, things which can wander on their own, animals, there's no riot. Maybe it's Reuben's animal. Reuben never sold it, and it wandered into Shimon's possession. So Shimon's possession doesn't prove that it was given to him in a legal fashion. So the same thing by the get.
Same thing by the get, because the eved could wander.
Yeah.
What? Wander the eved?
Yeah. Now, Tosfos does add that the Gemara of Abasha says that doesn't mean there isn't the chazak of Chesed Gimel Shonim. There's the same. There's by Metaltlin the chazak is la'alter because there's physical actual possession. You have that strength, that strong possession. We assume it was given to you that your possession is immediate proof. By Karka, you don't really can't transfer karka, but the fact that you're using the karka and with the karka over a period of time is indicative of the fact that you bought it. So you claim that you bought it, your possession is a proof. How long? Gimel Shonim. So Moore says that a gaidras, 3 years also works. So we know Zubin's avid, and now it's been Shimma for 3 years, and Shimma claims that he bought it, that'd be a valid rai. He has no aid in that he bought it, but he says, "I'm telling you I bought it, and my rai is I've had it for the last 3 years, and the Reuben hasn't said anything." Chazaka only works if the previous owner doesn't make a mechua. So it means for 3 years, this happens in by Shimon, and Reuben has not said anything about it. Now it's after 3 years, Reuben comes and says, "Hey, you stole my avid." He says, "No, I didn't. You sold it to me." And my rye is for 3 years, I've had it, you haven't said a word. Valid rye.
And if he would say a word?
Resets the three. If it says a word, well, he can go to Bezin and get it back. If he didn't do that, now Shimon needs 3 more years of possession before he can prove it. So every time he makes a mechla, the clock resets. Okay. So this is not a Mishnah. It's a statement of Reish Lakish. The more saying Reish Lakish is din will answer Rav Chaim Shaila. And Reish Lakish's din is accepted as a law. Okay. Boy, Rav Chaim, haya muchzakim betavla shehi shelo. So the get has to be written on the man's item, and then he has to give it to her. There was this piece of metal wood, which was known to be assumed to be hers. There's a get written on it, and the husband has it. So, do we say, and he's ready to divorce her with it? Mirin Aknuye Aknisole, that she was makna the tavla to the man in order that the man should have, halachically should own it and now be able to give it to her for a get. Maybe she doesn't know, doesn't understand the need for a valid haknoah. So when she gave it to the husband, she was in her mind lending it to him. She wasn't really mocked at him, and therefore now it still belongs to her. That's not a valid get. Let's see. Yeah. So therefore, we can't assume that there was a true mice in the scene of haknoah from the woman to the husband. She doesn't understand the concept. She said, I'm giving it to him. He should write it and give it back to me. So I'm like lending it to him. So that's no good. A rabbiya. Okay. Afhu hoyed, Rashi points out that Rehuda ben Bava. So Mishael Zanius has this, they were saying multiple, they were saying over it to the Sanhedrin various different members that they'd heard and saw to record them, that we have the documentation that these halachas are true. Kfar Katan Shoye B'tzad Yerushalayim. There was a small village near Yerushalayim. This person was well-to-do, and he would lend money to the people of the village. He would write up the documentation himself, and they would have people sign it. So it's okay. Okay. So how does that work? So the havoah, the shtar is meeker than is written by the loiva. The loiva is being mechayiv himself through the shtar, a shibud of his nechasim to the malva. So there's elements of haknoa taking place from the loiva to the malva with the shtar, because the malva now gets a shibud and all of the nechasim of the loiva, and even if the loiva sells it, the malva can still collect it. That's because he has a mixes kinyan, the ritva says. The loiva has to be makat to the malva. So the loiva has to take his sefer and give it to the malva, and with that be makat. That's how. So shtari haknoa of a karka work with that. If I want to sell karka, the mission says you can, the karka is kind of with three things: kesher, shtar, and chazaka. So you can be makna the karka with a shtar. Who writes that? The owner writes that. And he writes, Sadeh Mechur Lecha, Sadeh Nesun Lecha. He gives it, whether he's Mechur or Matana. He gives it to the recipient. And by giving over the shtar, the other person is kind of, when he receives that set. So the documentation is the haknoah. It has to be given by the owner. So he has to own the shtar. Over here, the malva is writing the shtar on his own paper. So how could it be a valid shtar? Elamai, you have to assume that he was marked it to the loiva. And the loiva, when he gives it back to him, now the loiva is taking his own piece of paper and giving it back to the malva. So that's what we assume people do. So even though everybody knows that, the Mr. Zuckin over here is writing it, giving it to the lawyer, he's giving it back right away. So maybe the lawyer doesn't think about being mocked and being kind of back. They don't think about it. We're not worried about that. We assume that it was done properly. So same thing over here, we do the same thing. So comes Tosis. Tosis says, "I don't understand." We've discussed multiple times that there's a question more whether Shibud of the Raisa or Shibud of the Rabbanon. If you hold Shibud of the Raisa, it means every Raisa, every Milbal Peh, Reuben lends money to Shimon. Shimon owes Reuben the money. Shimon's Nechasim become a Shibud to Reuben. Mira Raisa. Shimon then sells the property. Reuben has a right to it. So the haknoah of the shibud in the property is with the loan, nothing with any documentation. Come him along and said, "That's very nice," but the problem is now Shimon sold his property to Levi and Yehuda. They didn't know there was a loan because Milba Pet doesn't have the same type of kol as a Milba Bishtar. So you're not protecting the Lekuchas from this loss that Reuben's going to take away the property. So Mirabonim, they said it's only that din, that there's a shibud, is only true if there's a milba b'shtar. So it means the purpose of the shtar is not the haknoah. So the haknoah is automatic, even milba p'ed, there's a haknoah mirarais on the property. There's a shibud on the property. It's din Rabbanon, the Chazal said, in order to generate a call. So what's the right over here? If you would hold shibud of the Rabbanon, which means you're right, so there's no shibud, right? So the chomer masakin that there is shibud. I don't want my money. I might lose all my money. You know what? If you do it with a shtar, you get the right to collect the karka. So then we can argue: is the haknoah through the tzachamim? Is haknoah through the shtar? Maybe. But if you hold shibud of the rice, which is how we paskin, even milba peg, you got a shibud. So the shibud has nothing to do with the shtar. So the star is not the haknoah. So that's not. So even he's not makdim the star. Who cares? So what's the riots are gemara? Well, we're here, but the man has to own the get. So Tosis has an interesting shot that the gemara is if there's loans taking place with Saba, there was also there sometimes there was, and he was nice enough to be lending everybody in the city money. So we have to assume at the same time, and he was writing up the documentation, he was knowledgeable to write it up, and he was giving the paper, and then he would just transfer them and give it back. That would end up happening sometimes by Mechira and Matana as well. That's already more problematic, because now over there, the shtar is the haknoah, and we're not worried about it. We have to assume that he would, that there was a valid act of being makna the item to where it's supposed to go. Okay, so that's the raya. It's a little bit doichik in the Gemara, but that's the raya. Fine. So the more I said, why is there coming with a shub? My habinan safer mikna veleka. So it says in Yirmiyahu that they were marked the field through safer mikna, through this document, this written document. So it has to be a safer. It has to belong to the makna. We have to assume that he was mocked. It's the same thing over here. So Rav Amarava, my kusha, like you're bringing a raya from that Mishnah to this din. Rabbi is bringing this raya because we got a problem over here. How does it work? Oh, we must assume that he was mocked. That's no kasha. Dilma zaken shining the yada like no yay. But the problem is where our shadow was a woman is not necessarily knowledgeable enough to know that. But maybe the case over there, the Zarkin was a person who was knowledgeable enough. I'm going to prove the Shaila from the following din. So a person was alone. There's already the Adam signed. It means the loan took place. And now a person writes an arvis that he's being mechayiv. If the lender doesn't pay, he'll pay. So if the person's an arvis b'shas havo, so at the moment of the loan, the arvis comes from shubit. The same way the lever comes from shubit. So the shubit is generated through the lending of the money. But a case where the loan was given already, and now he's being mechayev himself arvis, so
you write it on Monday and you sign it on Monday night.
So we have the help that we have the start, we have the star halva. Reuven lent Shimon the money. So what happened? Simple case. Shimon wrote it up. Shimon went to the cipher. Shimon paid for the cipher. The lawyer pays for the cipher to write up this document. The cipher gave it to Shimon. Shimon goes to Reuven and says, okay, I'm ready. Reuven lends him the money. Shimon gives him the cipher and Shimon's mocked him the star. Now Reuven has the star. So everything's signed, etc. Comes 6 months later, they're coming to collect the loan, and we see that they're signed on the bottom, Vani or Vidavar, Beryl Ben Shmerel. All right, I'm an Orif. So what happens? It's after the signatures. So you have to see that there must have been some issue, and there's hesitation. So Beryl says, I'm willing to be the Orif. So Mal says, no problem. Okay, here. So I have the document. Let me give it to you. Sign on the bottom and give it back to me. Great, how'd that work? How did you know that how did the Malva know to be makted to the order, that the order when he gives it to him is being makted to the Malva? We have to assume that the Malva knew to be makted to the order. So you see that we assume like that. Our question was women. Maybe we have to assume men are knowledgeable enough to know that. The proof to the shadow is the following. It says, Isha Kesever says, Gito. The get has to belong to the husband. But the lach is a woman can pay for the cipher to write it. The receipt of the ksuba is something that the woman gives to the man. So the woman is supposed to write it. The man could take care of it, having it written up. And then he'll be mocked of the shiver to the woman, and the woman will go back to him. The woman can write up the gets, be mocked it to the husband, the husband will be mocked it, give it back to her. So we see that we assume that they're mocked it. So it's pretty straightforward. That's the end of the Mishnah. That we're not worried about some element of impropriety over here, that something's being done improperly, because I don't care who wrote it, the main issue is that it should be signed, and it's signed. Our argument is saying, yeah, but Rav Ashi is saying, but there's another problem, there's ownership issues. We assume ownership done was done properly. Okay. Let's see some of the Rashi's. Varehu, however, the case was that they wrote on the Eved, which we knew was the husband, and now we see by the woman. The husband gave me this Eved with the get written on him. The Mishnah says, write it on the Eved, give it to her. So that's what he did. So Mao. Does she have to bring any Masira? So we see that she has the Eved. Also, maybe he went on his own. He liked the woman. And he says, I'll do you a favor. I'll come and present myself. But even though there was no real Nasinus about. Shemor says, it's Yachli Zayifu. Dilma Tzinoa Hava Begita. Machakte, Bar Kasve, maybe there was a Tanai written there, which has been erased, and then this space has been filled in. So Mora says, well, what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah of Eid Masira Shakaru, the Eid Masira read what it said. Rabbi Lazar, he dummer, he after the get below Eid Masira. So the Eid Masira are the main thing. But El Rabbi Chama Kashim, the boy D-Day, the right day, but like Eid Masira, Rabbi Chama's whole shayla was based on the fact that there's no Eid Masira. Except it's Kaka. So that's not Yachli's die if you can't erase it. Hagerja is famous. So the Mor said, what's with the Shaila? The word Gerja means behemoth. Al Shem, the usage is based on the concept of the word Gidroson. Enim Chazaka Adam Shatopsin, Eno Yachol Litern Lebaleim Mechartimli. He cannot use possession as proof of a purchase. Maybe they walked there in the zone. He said, oh, wow, the animal moved into my, it just rolled. I'll claim that I bought it. It's not a good chazaka. Fine. So the Mora says, what about the case where there was the tavla, which you knew was hers? Now the husband's coming here to present the divorce. Our only child is, was she marked it to him? Do we say lo yada laknuye lo gamra umakne dover shem believe lost his matana gemura? I mean, in her mind, this is ridiculous. You know, she's giving it to the husband, she'll get back to her a minute later. She said, here, use it. She doesn't really mean to be makne. Well, lo gisha ela bishalot banan beinan benos, and he has to give it. It has to be his. Some more says we have a right because afu hoy rebiram and baba mishal zedius. But the story with the Zaken. How does Rabbeinu say for Mikta Baleka? Shamak the Sarach Lita was Ishtar. In the case of Ishtar Mikna, the Makta writes it, Sari Mechur Lecha. Mal Kro and Afkal and Perakam with Kedushin, the source for Ishtar working for Kenyan by Karkas from the Pasuk of Sefer Mikna. Allah Shamino, he Makni lay Shapur Domi, that we assume that they were giving, the Zaken was writing it, giving it to the, according to Rashi, the loiva was karnit, there was an emes to see the loiva was karnit, and then he was marked it back. So Shon ki marked it, le shaper domi, va'af agav, the eno b'dayta, shel noisen shekvenu, ha-makabal etzli, even though he's not keeping it, obviously the whole point was to give it to him for a second. See, maybe you could argue they're not really being makna. No, they're really being makna. I can finish all the Rashi. Let's hold the Rashi's for Monday.